Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and on this week's show, well, we're going to mix things up a little. My last two monthly slots have featured both British and American artists in sandwich format. However, I realised that this would exclude one set of players from the other side of the world for us, Australia. So this week's programme is an Australian-British sandwich. So let's start this week's show off with the first ever Australian organist I heard on a record. It was recorded on the Senate Theatre in Detroit, and the organist was Tony Fenland. So here he is with that rousing console riser, Cabaret. Tony Fenland there at the Dendy Theatre in Brighton, Melbourne, on the Freemanual 15 rank Wurlitzer. Despite Tony being the first Australian organist I ever heard on record, I had to wait until 2017 before I got to hear one in the flesh. This took place on the magnificent Woking Wurlitzer, and the organist was John Atwell. And I'm delighted to say that John is coming over to this country later in this year, September to be precise, to do a mini tour where we'll be playing at such venues as East Sussex National, the Troxy in London, Tawyn in Wales, and I think he's playing at Howden Le Weir, but it's best to check up, there's plenty of opportunity to go and hear him. Despite only having a brief conversation with John after the concert, he is a really, really lovely chap and sent me all of his CDs for inclusion on this show. And my favourite of his lot, and indeed one of my favourite CDs overall, is the one he recorded on the Town Hall Marrickville Wurlitzer in Sydney. This small yet powerful 2-manual 11 rank Wurlitzer has an amazing acoustic, an amazing tonality, and I haven't heard one organist say a bad thing about it. So here's John with a Cole Porter ballad, So In Love. ¶¶ John Atwell there, a fantastic sound from just 11 ranks of Wurlitzer. Absolutely terrific. Well, I thought it was about time that we moved on to the filling of the sandwich and to the artist who plays us in every week, Robert Wolf. And I realised that it's been a little while since we've heard him play actually in the show, not just introducing it. So let's get things right with a track of Al Jolson Memories, recorded on the Firsford Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, Carolina in the Morning, Toot Toot Tootsie, and I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Robert Wolf at the Firsford Wurlitzer in 2002. Wonderful playing, and great stuff to get your feet tapping. Now, this weekend, I'll be lucky enough to hear David Lowe play the Clay Hall Compton for a special barbecue event, so I thought that was a good enough reason to include this track of David playing the Towin Wurlitzer. This recording was made before the oboe was added, and it was done so in 1998. Here's David playing a sort of, it's got a lilting melodic railway movement feel to its rumbus style piece. That's not a very good description, but you'll kind of get my gist when you hear it. It's called We're Getting There. David Lowe with We're Getting There. Well, we're certainly getting there. We're halfway through this week's show, and time for a change of style altogether. Last Sunday, I was in the company of Michael Waldridge at the Assembly Hall in Worthing, where he gave a wonderful concert, and Michael always amazes me with his big band style, and that's what we're going to hear right now on the Howdon the Weir Wurlitzer with two songs made famous by Frank Sinatra. For Once in My Life and Isn't She Lovely? Thank you. The fabulous Michael Waldridge there at the Howden Weir Wurlitzer with those two memories of Frank Sinatra. That's a wonderful CD filled with all sorts of hits that Frank Sinatra made famous. Wonderful stuff. Last week, John Leeming recounted the 2018 ATOS convention, and for the last slot of our British section, I thought we'd take us back even further to 2016, with a track recorded by Richard Hill's live in concert on the Senate Detroit Wurlitzer. Here he is with that beautiful George Gershwin ballad, How Long Has This Been Going On?
Thank you.
Richard Hill's there with that beautiful ballad, How Long Has This Been Going On? And in answer to the question, it was 5 minutes and 42 seconds. Well, we're now over the upper side of the horizon, back onto the outer section of our sandwich, and to the remaining two Australian artists. The Theatre Organ Society of Australia are very lucky to have their own venue down there at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide, where they are proud custodians of a Four Manual 29 rank Wurlitzer. And all of the big names have recorded it, not only Australian artists, but people from around the world. One of my favourite recordings of that instrument was produced by John Ghiacci in 2000, and the album is called Journey into Melody, and we're going to feature the title track of that album, the Robert Farnan number, Journey into Melody. John Ghiacci there with Journey into Melody at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide on their Four Manual Wurlitzer. Well, to round things off on this week's show, I can only think of one organist around the world that currently goes around wearing tinted glasses. For those of you who aren't on Facebook, Chris McPhee, who is our next artist, seems to enjoy wearing tinted glasses, particularly pink ones. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, Chris is a very big supporter of the show, and we talk occasionally over the wonders of the internet. So to end this week's Australian-British show, here's Chris with a beautiful lollipop-style ballad. On the Orion Centre in Sydney, here's I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Wonderful Chris McPhee there on the Fremantle 17 rank World Itzer in the Orion Centre in Sydney with I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Well, sadly, next week you're going to have to put up with more of me because it's one of those funny months where there's 5 weeks in a month. So next week I'll be playing your requests. That's right, I'm putting all of you lovely listeners in the limelight. So please write in, we'll do our absolute best to fit everybody in and to find the material you want to hear. And it would be interesting to see what you come up with, because out of everybody, the listener is always right and will always come up with a mixed programme. Anyway, that's about the lot from me. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best all the time. Take care.